Last time on the Thunder Dark Cast.
Perfect.
Wait, no, both those were failures?
Yeah.
Hero point!
Everyone's doing it. Vooslog did it. I already know he did it. Vooslog did it. Well, this is what the cages were for, and the little things on the out, the runes on the outside of the cage was to block the curse of unluckiness from getting out.
Boom, bam.
But here you are. Here you all stand. This is great news. What happened?
I just know that it was that Della Sangre who sent him over here. She's up to no good. She's always playing with chemicals and mixing formulas around, and this is just her attempt to undermine me, undermine my authority. The ground floor of this entire tower is one large hangar filled with mechanical contraptions. Whatever this clockwork mechanism is, there is a swarm of gremlins inside of it.
Inside? They're in the computer?
Sweet.
It's a trench coat full of gremlin.
39 to hit Darn Irene.
Oh my gosh, that's a crit. I don't remember.
There's so many horrible things in her library of spells over there.
Heat metal.
Oh, yes! No! That's exactly what I do.
Perfect. 25, and I'm an expert, so I get like 8 more points.
That is true.
I don't like it when you make up rules. I think it's an occultism check from you.
I don't like that one.
Okay.
Pick a different one.
Turn on the magical color light.
And Natty 1.
Oh, no.
Natty 1. All right. That takes us to the end of round 2 and the end of episode 89.
No!
I hate this thing.
New episode on the Thunder Dark Cast.
Nailed it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, now available in spicy buffalo flavor.
Oh, I love spicy buffalo flavored. Also, I like, what's the other flavor? I'm looking at Jordan because I go out to eat with Jordan all the time. It's the one at Red Robin.
Oh, yeah.
It's like sweet and spicy.
It has sweet and spicy sauce?
Yeah, it's like mango habanero or something.
Yeah, it's like something like that. Oh, okay. It's so good. But spicy buffalo, that's my classic right
there. Yeah, I had to add that because once you add spicy buffalo flavor, it becomes more popular.
100%.
Doesn't matter what it is.
There you go. Tune in.
Tune in to Spicy Buffalo of Thunder.
Spicy is it bone buffalo in or bone out?
Oh, it's bone
in. I like both.
I don't want no...
And if you tell me I'm
here with your chicken nuggets.
If you tell me I'm eating chicken nuggets...
It's true.
I will say, got him. There's the Fire Mountain wings in Portland.
Oh,
some
my
of the
gosh.
Greatest wings I've ever had in my life. Bone in.
Yes.
And they are, but the way they...
Why
they,
did you point at me?
Because I was validating... I was validating. But they make them crispy on the outside, and the sauce doesn't make them soggy.
That's
like the perfect combo.
That's not how you validate. It's all about the cooking technique.
Yeah.
I feel violated, not validated.
Yeah.
What's your favorite wing flavor?
Yeah. Not anything spicy.
Garlic parmesan.
Here's the hot take. I don't like a hot take.
What about barbecue?
No. Hmm. A barbecue is about as spicy as I go.
Okay. Because some of them have a little wow. Okay.
My poor wife.
I know. I have to make everything so bland. It's
and her
the
Latin
worst.
Blood. Like, boy, does she ever hate having to cook for me.
Listen, what you do is you just dive in head first into all the spice, you burn off everything in your mouth, and then you're good to go.
I'm just the whitest white guy. If I were to walk in front of a whiteboard, I would disappear until I came out the other end.
Did you know you were marrying a Nordic baby?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
My people are the people of the clouds. Okay.
That's true.
We need that overcast.
We need to get you on that show, Hot Ones. That's what we
absolutely
need.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't make it past the three.
He might die.
I wouldn't make it past the three. I would just be sitting there watching that other bald guy eat hot wings the whole time going, you're an idiot.
Sweating.
You'd be sweating without eating.
I'd be sweating off a three. For real.
I have had the Da Bomb sauce.
Da Bomb.
That
it's crazy.
That made the roots of my teeth hurt.
Yes.
It was weird.
That does not sound appealing.
It was terrible. No, I don't recommend it. It was dumb. Yeah. Everything goes numb. It burns and there's nothing you can do to get away from it. And then your teeth roots hurt.
Sounds
not
horrible.
My teeth roots.
My teeth roots.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that from anything
That's
in my
like
life before.
A spell power word waiting to happen.
Teeth roots.
So hypothetically, people with dentures would be fine.
No yeah. teeth
so, no, their gums is would be in pain. Pull out all my teeth. Got it.
Greg, if you really want to enjoy spicy food,
yeah, you have to be serious. You would commit
and rip out all your teeth. Yeah. No, I remember going to lunch with a buddy of mine like several years ago. It's like 20 years ago. And he is like, loves Thai food, just crazy yeah. about it. Wants that stuff on burning five, melt your face. So we sit down at lunch and he pulls out a like washcloth. What? And I'm like, bro, what's the washcloth for? And he was like, oh, so I can keep the sweat off my forehead.
He is literally to
my dry dude had
sweat.
A sweat rag for eating spicy food that was just on the quip. Here you go.
Commendable. He's ready.
Dab.
He commits.
Hey, know thyself.
Yeah. You ain't gotta get ready if you stay ready.
Boom.
Get
that
ready,
includes
Steve.
Eating Thai food.
I like that.
Which there's some really hot Thai food plates out Man, places out there.
I just don't get it.
I don't
it.
Think Thai food like, needs to be spicy to be
you go
good.
To, but if you go bit. To like
any food needs lemongrass. To be spicy to be good.
You go to like lemongrass, right?
Go suck on yeah. a pyrenite ooze.
And you get a five. Delicious. A 5 out of 5 stars. They're like, oh, this is spicy. Okay, but whatever.
I can't even smell that, Greg. I can, at I lemongrass, can taste it you when could. You say 5 out of 5. I can no, taste no, no. it
at
right
lemongrass,
now.
Lemongrass, you could.
I can just...
Lemongrass you can handle tame. It. No, it's very tame. You Absolutely go to a place not. Like Pattaya
I've
Thai.
I've eaten at yeah. lemongrass.
And you get a 1.5. And you're like, oh.
It's just right.
It's just right. And it's hotter than a 5 at lemongrass. Yeah.
When I go to a Thai place like that with Brittany, and she orders a 3 or a 4 or whatever she gets, and I'm like, do you have a 0? Do you have less than 0? Do you have,
do you have a cheeseburger?
Do not do
you
season have, my do you food at all.
Yeah, do you have a white a... boy setting? In fact, if this pad thai comes out and has any kind of color at all, I'm going to send it back. I just want a plate of noodles.
Just give me plain chicken nuggets, please.
Yeah.
Diner all shaped. I used the other day was like some nuggets. Garlic powder and a little bit of lemon pepper. And he's like, oh,
like,
this is spicy.
This got some
good lemon. Lord. It's lemon pepper.
It's no. embarrassing.
This is real.
I don't know yeah, you.
I real. Thought this was kind of a
no,
joke.
No, it's not. It's not a joke.
This is really real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But oh, wow. Dice of Thunder is now in spicy buffalo flavor for the algorithm.
This is unlike spicy GM. Buffalo of Thunder.
Unlike our GM, yes. Yeah. Who's bland of thunder.
I really do want some wings now.
Dice of Buffalo.
I kind of like Buffalo of Thunder.
Yeah.
Buffalo. Oh, the Thunder Buffalo.
Thunder Buffalo.
Conjures an interesting picture in your mind.
I got a Thunder Buffalo.
I forgot about that guy.
Riding on yeah. a buffalo.
Do yourself a treat and look up Guy on a Buffalo on YouTube.
Anybody who's watched Yellowstone has seen that clip of Guy on a Buffalo.
Yep.
So good.
Well, we're not a spicy buffalo podcast. Yeah, we are.
We are.
I just said we are.
We're not a buffalo podcast.
And when last we left the Shumfalo 5, they were face to face with this spinning death machine loaded up with gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
We got through 2 rounds of combat. It's taken some damage? Question mark.
No.
Maybe a little.
There's still gremlins inside. Who knows what they're up to? The Shumfalo 5 are just as much confused by this as they are threatened by it. What's going to happen next? We don't know. Here come the gremlins, folks. The gremlins all look like Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
That was terrifying for Duval. The top of round 3 kicks us off with Darniru. Darniru, what you going
to
do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to take a guarded step down.
So leaving flank. Okay.
Leaving flank. Hoping that strategically I'm making
You don't
want to
strike first and then take your guarded step?
No.
So that you stay in flank for the strike and then you step out?
You know what I want to do?
I mean, I don't like to
I'm
help
trying to
you
remember the,
because I like it when you fail.
I'm trying to remember the turn order. How far is
I'm
Varg?
Next. Varg's next.
Oh, then I'm going to delay my turn. Thank you. I was like, man, if he's last, man. This is going to be terrible.
I got to do time management.
No, it's easy. I'll go right after Varg.
Okay. Varg, it's your turn.
All right, Varg is going to attempt a Megaton Strike.
Uh-oh. Well, this is
what do I need to roll to do
just
this?
Just to roll to hit?
No, you got to roll a flatty 5.
Yeah, oh, I that's I had right. You have to do an interact check to power up the Megaton. DC 5 flat check. Anything 5 and up is okay. What is that?
12?
That's a 2.
A 2.
I'm showing it to the ball.
First of all, Jordan's just
you
bad
lose
at rolling real
both
dice.
Of your actions.
The die is so small in your hand.
No.
You rolled a natty 2 on a flat 5
Hero
check.
Point.
I'm
going to use a hero point.
Go for it.
Oh, hold on.
Nope.
Rereading the text here, the item becomes unreliable for one round.
What?
It has a duration. You don't need to use a hero point. You don't have a flat check.
Oh,
it's over.
It's over.
Oh,
that was
oh,
last right. round. Only for one
it's only for one round.
Sweet.
That's my bad.
Okay. Okay.
Let's start over.
Again. And I need you.
No, I'm keeping all that in because okay. everybody thinks that he's still jinxed and he's not. So you're good.
Jerk.
Roll to hit. A jerk would have left it in.
True.
A wonderful, talented, flawless GM who can retcon now on the fly.
Wow.
Megaton strike me.
Megaton strike 23 to hit.
23 is a miss.
Well, shoot.
All that, and it didn't matter. What would you like to do with your final action?
I'm going to take a guarded step up to the north.
There we go. That brings us to Darnyroo.
Darnyroo is going to take a guarded step down. Now puts me in flanking again with Varg and this creature. And I would like to roll a recall knowledge on the centurion, the construct
okay.
part of him.
I will need an arcana or a crafting check.
They're both plus 14, so... Ooh, a 14 plus 14, 28.
A 28 is a success.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
This is a creature known as a spiral centurion.
Gross.
An ancient. Ancient. As in, boy, if only Jordan's first character were here, ancient creature. The goblins love it. I like it, too.
Are you saying it's Osirian made?
Maybe.
Possibly.
I'm trying to get its... stats up in front of me, and Hero Lab is having a blink, blank, blink, blank.
How do you kill it?
It is a construct, which means that it is immune to several things. I will list them all. Try to remember.
Okay.
Bleed, death effects, disease, doomed, drained, fatigued, healing, mental, non-lethal, paralyzed, poisoned, sickened, spirit, unconscious, vitality, and void.
Okay.
I'm going to use spirit on it.
It has a hardness, not a damage reduction.
Okay.
Hardness reduces all damage, regardless of the source or type. And what would you like to know? Its best or its worst save?
Its worst save.
Its worst save is its will save.
Okay.
There you go.
Jesus, fortitude save is really good. I stepped. I recalled. I'm going to swing at this thing.
Okay. Its AC is lowered by 2 as you are flanking with Varg once again.
But I still need to hit higher than the... Well, I need to hit it all, but 14 plus 17, 31?
That's a hit.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I rolled terrible.
Why did you do that?
3 threes and 3 ones.
Oh,
this
no.
is the worst maybe ever.
What in the world?
So 12 plus 6 is 18. I'm so frustrated.
Did you left out the vitality die?
I did not even roll the vitality
okay,
die.
Okay, good. So 18...
Is that what I said? 9, 10, 11, 12. Plus 6 is 18, yeah.
Okay.
That's so frustrating. I did like 2 damage to it. Or 3.
3, I think.
And that is the end of my turn. And because it was 2 turns of Unleash Psyche...
Stupefied.
I get stupefied for 2 rounds.
Okay. That's rough.
And I couldn't use the Psy Strike because you have to... Your last action has to be release your Psyche or a spell.
Meow.
Woof, woof.
So that's stupefied Darnyroo noises.
Woof.
I mean, I'm dumb, not that dumb.
Purr?
This creature spends one action to shift all of the gun barrels inside of its body, and it reloads the mechanism that
like
it used
that.
On you last turn. Then it levels down a cannon shot at Kairos.
I'm behind the cat. Can it still hit me?
It can hit you. You'll get a bonus. We'll say of 2, because that's the common amount that I give everybody who is on the other side of Kal-El, and it would have to shoot straight through Kal-El's square to hit you. So you have a bonus of 2 to your armor class. This cannon strike levels down at you and shoots for a total of 38.
That's a hit.
Did that plus 2 help?
It makes 28, so that's plus 10. Is that a
that's a
critical?
Crit.
Yeah.
Ty goes the roller.
And it is a strike with a ranged weapon. 38 damage to Kairos.
That's not that much.
And with its last action, it is going to strike at Varg with a melee strike.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Protector Tree absorb?
Protector Tree will absorb damage headed to Varg, yes.
Okay.
Varg is right next to the Protector Tree, which is right next to the monster, the Spiral Centurion.
So, Protector Tree has 20 hit points.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It sure do.
And I
it
rolled a 35 it. To hit Varg.
That's a crit. Again.
Your AC's 25?
24 right now.
Oh, because you're the Ragin' Cajun.
Mm-hmm.
I really want chicken wings.
All that chicken wing talk got him excited. So that would be 30 damage to Varg. 10 goes to the, or 20 goes to the protector tree. Only 10 goes through to Varg, but the protector tree has deceased.
It did its job.
Wow. It did its job.
Thanks for the service.
20 whole hit points. Wow. That's the end of the Spiral Centurion's round. It's gremlin time. I need Kairos, Varg, and Darnayru to roll will saves.
Great, when I'm stupefied, too. 16, I failed that one.
That's a critical fail.
I critically failed that one.
28 for Varg.
33.
28 is a pass, and a 33 is a pass. So nothing happens to Kairos or Varg. I need Darnayru to roll a very, very important DC 5 flat check.
Come on.
Daisy, I'm not, just kidding. I'm not going to be confident at all.
Let's
scared.
Go.
Eight.
Yes. Eight. Well, you are so lucky. Facing horrible gremlins.
Yeah.
Nothing happens to you as you pass your flat check. That brings us to Luton.
Luton would like to cast Thunderballs with a Z.
A classic.
I would like to three action cast.
Oh, let's go.
Thunderballs with a Z.
That one comes with a radius explosion. At the end of the...
Oh, that's right.
How big? 10. Reflex save?
10 foot.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Reflex save.
Do it.
I think it's a 10-foot emanation, so it would hit both Varg and Darnayru.
Do it.
Do
is
it.
That, is that sure. correct?
Do 10 it. Foot emanation.
10 foot would hit us both.
Basic reflex save, which would be 26.
And you read up on the three action... Because what happens?
Because what happens is I can continue it on my next turn.
That's right.
So maybe I just do.
Which does it? What happens is she can continue on the next turn, which is another casting of it, and then it explodes, dealing an extra 2d6 for every
action she cast with it.
No, every level because it's heightened. So it's 2d6 per heightening level, and it's a level 1 spell. So, yeah, the initial damage on a hit. So when you heighten, it's the initial damage on a hit, as well as the burst damage for 2-round casting time. Each increase by 2d6.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the two action cast. Okay. I don't want to do that area of effect.
That's
it wouldn't
fine.
Blow up until the end of the second turn, though.
Yeah, they would have a chance
we
to
can
move.
That's if you guys want to use actions to move, I could, but...
We only got to move one step diagonally and we're out of it.
That's true.
What do you guys think?
That's up
do
to you.
Do as much...
That's up to you.
Yeah, it is up to you.
Okay, I'll do the three action then.
Okay.
Let's finish
it. You spend all three actions... Casting
Thunderballs with a Z.
Very good. Make a ranged spell attack roll against your target's armor class.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Come on. Come on. Oh my God.
Oh no. This is so. She doesn't look happy.
Natural 3.
Oh wow.
Wow. For a total of
19.
19. Yeah.
That why?
Is, wait, is that the is... die that was crapping on you last
episode?
Yeah,
now it's going in the jail.
Oh,
how
no.
How dare you.
Off to jail you go.
I gave it a second chance, and it did roll. It gave me a natural 20. I should have put it away. Should have put it away.
That is the end of Luton's
wait,
turn.
Does the whole spell fail?
Yeah.
So she can't even do the try it again next time? Or, like, concentrate?
Yeah, the concentration thing
can't do
fails.
Anything.
Everything
I
fails.
I totally failed that, just like heat metal. Useless.
Man.
Useless.
This is so out of character.
I know.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Have you lost your mojo?
No, maybe I think it's the unluckiness from these.
Oh.
That's what I think it is.
That makes sense.
I took it too seriously.
Gremlins.
Oh, I don't like that little giggles.
Sorry, guys.
So we haven't been taking Kal-El's bonus action. That's because he typically just stays close. Is he getting into this business?
Yeah, he is.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Well, he can cat pounce from where he's at.
Let's cat pounce.
So Kal-El leaps forward 15 feet to get right next to Varg and right next to the Spiral Centurion and then attacks with his jaws.
Yeah. So that's a plus 15 to this roll.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling well, so let's just... Maybe this will turn
think happy
around.
Thoughts.
Gotta believe.
Happy thoughts. Cancun. Natural one. Jail! Everybody!
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. You eat chicken? Straight to jail.
What is happening? It's got to be the spicy food curse. Kairos, it's your turn.
No one can say Cancun before you roll anymore.
Curse.
So I'm going to do a fourth action heal spell.
Fourth
a level
action?
Four.
Yeah, level four. There you go.
A two action casting on yourself, or are you trying
on
to
myself.
Heal everybody?
On myself.
Heal my gremlins.
No.
Okay, fine.
They're immune to healing anyway.
This is a 4d8 plus 32.
That's right. That's a big one.
Can this you just is name your... this episode Luton Fails?
I'll call it How the Turntables.
You already called one that.
He's down a lot more than 32 hit points. He's at 34 of 88.
It's unlucky Luton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
23 plus 32.
Duval would like you to leave.
So that's 55.
55 healing?
Nice.
That's enormous.
Nice.
Selfish and great.
We need
great.
You. We need you to save the day again.
Cool.
Nice.
Amazing.
And we're back.
And we're back. And one more action for Kairos.
We will do Arcane Cascade.
Okay. That was still... He hadn't concentrated from his last spell strike. Good use of action economy. The end of round three has come. And it is now Varg's turn, who stepped in front of Darnayru in the initiative order as we start round four.
Yes. Okay, I would like to take this opportunity to turn on my Jolt Coil.
Thank my ma.
Yeah. I thought he was. So you're going to cast the spell? In order to get the electricity bonus damage, you have to cast the spell first.
Yes, I'm going to...
Lightning Bolt Darnayru. Lightning Bolt Darnayru. It's the only thing you can do.
Hold your horses.
Do I get a reflex save?
No, actually, what bothers me, what really
grinds your gears,
really grinds my gears, is that a ray originates from a point of origin, so he can zap it directly to the left. Rays originate from a corner of your square or the middle of your square. So if you really want to,
yeah, I'm gonna do. You can do lightning bolt. For sure.
You can totally miss me.
Avoid Darnayru because you guys are in such close quarters.
Yeah.
This is an automatic hit, but you get a DC 24 reflex save.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. He's got plus 24. Doesn't even matter.
I can tell you what. Anything but a natural 1 is a pass.
Yep. And natural 1.
A natural 20 minus 1. Ooh. Natural 19. It's dang. A critical success.
All right. You take no damage. What a... good use of my turn.
All right. You have one action left.
All right. I'm going to swing at him.
There we go. The whole reason he wanted to
does
do
it
anyway
jolt coil? Jolt coil?
Chong?
Does it automatically
it's
do
not
it?
Your turn.
It's questions.
It does add electricity damage anytime he casts a spell.
21 to hit.
That is a miss.
Wow. What a great turn,
who
everyone.
Who is this?
You know what really Michael's my Bolton? Yeah.
Well said.
Oh, man. That's good. You know what really John's my Boyega? Darnayru.
Hi.
Still flanking with Varg.
This is true. Still stupefied 1.
Yep.
I'm going to Sway wait. I'm going to swing at it.
The new exercise program. Sway guaranteed wait. To help you with your effluvia. Sway wait.
No, not the effluvia.
Use in conjunction with
me. Natty 19 plus 17. Oh, so that's 36.
That is a hit.
Oh my gosh. It's impossible to get a crit without a night 20. Okay.
Tune in next week while we're still fighting this thing.
No.
16 plus 6, 22.
All right, 22 damage.
That was my first attack, what I think.
You hear that buzzsaw noise? That was great.
Sounds more like a dentist drill.
Yeah. It does sound like a dentist drill.
I've never heard that sound because I floss, unlike some people at this table.
I don't floss.
Why are all your comments targeted?
Because that's how I roll.
And yet, it's been, I think since I was 18 that I had a cavity. So
that you know of.
All I have is cavities.
I'm going to roll to hit again and see what happens.
That's the cheat code, right?
Call it the Rocky Mountains.
What are you doing over there, cheating?
I said roll. I'm rolling to hit again on my second to hit.
Which, I'm the one who cheats. He's the honest guy.
Which is only 25.
That is a miss.
Even though you're flanked?
Even though I'm flanked.
What about since you're flanked times 2?
I'm not flanked times 2.
Does flanking stack?
1.5.
Can we?
There are no half numbers in Pathfinder. Sorry. That's bad Pathfinder humor.
I don't think there's anything I could do...
with your third action?
With... to lower its AC anymore.
Shove a pyronite bomb into the armor.
Yes!
Death Star this thing.
Yes.
Turn off your targeting computer and shove the grenade
just
up
use
there.
The force, baby.
Great, your targeting computer's off. What's wrong?
Use the force! Use the force, Luke.
Trust your instincts.
Because I can't, like...
I feel like I need more reverb for that.
Mm-hmm. I can't bon mod him. I can't
bon
intimidate him.
Intimidate.
I
use the force, Luke.
There it is.
That actually sounds nice. Pretty good. Go, I don't need to do another recall knowledge, so I'm just going to see if I roll and get a 90-20. Sorry,
I think you know what you should do is just go through your entire character sheet again and reread everything.
Shut your butt.
You cavity filled jerk.
24 is a miss.
That is a miss. And that brings us to Horrible Machine. So I'm going to start by reloading again.
Gross.
And then reloading a third time. So two reloads, because I have a cannon that mm-hmm. I need to reload, and then a whirligig spinny bot of death that I need to reload. And then I'm going to strike at Vark.
Melee strike?
Melee strike at Vark.
Okay.
That's a 27 to hit. 37 to hit. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Big
geez.
Difference.
Wow.
Yeah, that because that's
a
crit.
Over there?
37
My
to
goodness.
Hit.
That is a crit.
Yay math.
No.
Not yay math.
Boo math.
Boo math.
Boo numbers.
Boo numbers indeed.
Who needs them?
No one.
We all do. Or everything yeah. starts floating yeah, around.
That's true.
All weird.
24 damage to Varg on the crit, and that is the end of my turn. It is now gremlin time.
Not gremlin time.
Let's see if we can knock anybody down on the ground. I need Kal-El, Varg, and Darnayru to all roll a reflex. Or excuse me.
Flat five checks.
This is the poopy pants attack again?
Yes. It's a will save.
Oh. Will save.
No!
That was lucky.
28.
28's a pass.
Yes.
18.
That's a fail.
Oh.
Oh.
That's fine.
Roll a DC 5 flat check, please, Greg. And what a... How did Kal-El do?
29.
That is a success.
Yes.
15.
15 on your flat check. You're fine. It is Luton's turn. You're going to live forever.
Luton would like to cast Thunderballs with a Z.
Okay.
Again.
We're going
to
do it this time.
This time.
Yes, it's going to happen.
This time, guys. This time.
We're believing for Thunderballs.
Don't stop believing.
Is it plus 11 this time, or I start back up at 16?
Yep, start back up at 16.
All right.
You got this. You got it. I'm rooting for you.
I know.
We're all rooting for you.
Rooting tooting.
I'm looting for you. Hey.
I like it.
You know what?
Just eight for me. 8 on the dice.
Yeah.
Plus 16.
What'd you get?
8 on the dice plus 16.
24 is a miss.
Oh,
man.
Boo.
I quit.
All the boo.
Okay, so that was...
Two or three.
Two actions.
All right. One action left.
Because I did not... do the three action. So I'm going to command Kal-El to attack.
Okay, that gives Kal-El a second attack. Roll to hit with Kal-El's jaws.
All right, here we go. I'm running out of d20s that...
That work.
That work. 3
oh,
on the
no.
die. That's 18
a,
total.
That's a miss.
What's
miss.
Happening? I don't know. I'm getting new ones.
I blame your cats.
All
they
of
were
them.
In here messing with your die. That's what happened.
Is there even any room left in that? We need a dice penitentiary.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Your dice just
you need
gets
a gen
full.
Pop for dice.
You going to eat your cornbread?
You keep rolling like that?
Can you get me a cell phone?
Does he have one more?
He has a strike. Claw attack.
A claw.
Attack, yeah.
Okay.
That's the better, more likely to hit. You can do jaws if you want, but
no.
It's less likely to hit.
Okay, we'll go with this one. Claw attack. Here we go. Come on. Natural 20!
Oh, no
finally!
Way
something!
Go.
Oh my god.
Wow, okay, a critical strike. That's...
Jeez.
What is... Your built-in drama.
Yes.
Man, okay, so that's 2d4 plus 8!
2d4
yes.
plus 8, yep. 5 plus 8.
So 13 times 2, 26 damage
nice.
From Kal-El's claw attack, ripping into this machine. 26 damage.
And I would like to do opportune backstab.
Oh, yeah, you have him.
Here's the question, though. Opportune backstab, anytime an ally hits,
yep.
I can make a strike against him
yes.
as well. But because this target is off guard to me, do all of my surprise attack things count towards it as well?
You add precision damage to all strikes if the target's off guard.
That is true.
So
okay,
it's not a special attack you have to do to get that, right?
Uh-uh.
So you're it's always on.
Sweet. Okay.
Darnayru, always dangerous.
Natty 18.
Uh-oh.
Plus 17 is 35.
That is a hit.
Not a crit. I just need a crit.
Nar to crar.
Nar.
Arr.
Two.
I think he's
two.
A 26 or 27.
No 26. Extra persistence.
Higher?
28.
Hey, look
it's
me
not
the
your
eye.
Turn.
Me
it's
the
not
eye.
Your turn, both of you.
Look me in the eye.
Greg's doing math.
Look me in my face.
25.
25 damage?
25 damage total.
Wow.
Let's go.
Yes.
That's
I've been rolling
good.
Really bad damage until
that
now.
That is pretty good. Whew. Well, you got me down into double digits of hit points.
Hey! Finally, he's in 90-something hit points.
Yeah, that could be anything.
That's like 98 hit
that
points.
That brings us to Kairos Duvalo.
All right, I'm going to cast a new spell. Uh-oh. I think no one else is.
Now's the time for new stuff.
Right?
Nothing else is working.
Why
it
not?
Is.
Spicy, hot and spicy. So, this is a Divine Lance, and so I'm going to call...
I hate that spell.
Angel Spear!
Ooh,
I love that
name, though. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. What type of damage does Divine Lance do?
5d4 spiritual damage.
Spirit damage.
Which the thing is
immune to,
but the critters, it can hit the critters, right?
Are you targeting the critters?
I'm targeting the critters.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah. Different story.
Yeah.
Very good.
I like it.
Target them critters.
Yeah, well.
Because if it's target creature,
it's a 24 to hit.
That is a miss.
I know. Yeah.
They're getting mega greater cover in there.
Mm-hmm. We'll concentrate again, and that'll do it.
Okie dokie.
And for the record, I hate that spell because I always miss with it. It has nothing to do with you picking the spell.
I don't
he has a cleric in our home game who never hits with that.
Never, ever hits with it.
And that's disappointing.
It's still going.
And he still does it every round. Yeah. Okay, the top of round 5 has come. It is Varg's turn. Varg. Don't poop.
I don't want to.
Do damage.
Please.
This can't be how our podcast ends.
It can't.
Ends? What do you mean ends?
I mean, I feel like we're going to be fighting this thing for an eternity.
Is there a safe way to cast electric arc?
Say pineapple.
That will not hit any of my companions.
Any way that you cast electric arc.
Yeah, it just bounces to enemies.
Because it only targets enemies.
More bounce to the ounce.
And if that's what you're casting, I got to roll reflex save.
That is what I'm casting.
Twice, because it will bounce to the gremlins.
Ooh.
What's the DC?
24.
Critical success.
Boo.
And the gremlins, not as reflexy, not a crit. You said 24?
Uh-huh.
C.
Regular success. Missed a crit by 1.
But there's a half. That's half, right? Half damage?
Half damage. Yeah, we're so you dealing take, damage to gremlins.
You take 11 electric damage.
11 electric damage. Okay.
Wow.
But Kinslinger now electrified.
Now Leviathan.
And so Varg has another action.
I will take a swing at this fool.
Let's
there we go.
Go.
Raging, electrified Varg. Greg's got his I Believe face on.
It's a really ugly face.
I Believe! Nope. 21.
That is a miss.
Perfect.
Darnayru.
How are we doing so?
We're zooming through these terrible turns.
Rolling by the to hit.
Shum follow sleepy time agents.
No, natty 8. So that's only 25. That's
okay.
A miss. Okay. 25 is a miss. That's my first. I have 2 actions. I'm going to, just because I want a little bit of safety here, I'm going to cast Mirror Image.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
Darn, I are starting to cook over here. All right. It is now my turn with my monstrosity, who reloads another time, even though he didn't even shoot last turn.
It's a lot of reloading.
Aims a cannon at Kairos.
Oh, man.
My favorite cannon target today.
Go for it.
Shooting through Kal-El, which gives you a bonus to your AC. 23 to hit.
That's a miss.
Oh, finally a miss.
A miss. And finally. The last thing he's going to do is strike at Darnayru, who now is threatening him with 4 versions of himself.
Yep.
A 30 to hit, but I need to roll a D4 to determine whether or not I hit Darnayru. So on a roll of a 2 on a D4, I hit Darnayru.
1, 1, 1.
I got a 3. So that's one of the mirror images gone. Darnayru is safe for another round. Mirror image immediately helpful.
Yeah.
And it is gremlin time. Varg, Kal-El, Darnayru, once again, roll a will save. You guys are going to hate me for this.
I do hate you already.
You can shoo the gremlins out of the machine.
What the fudge?
What?
Figure that.
That look, though.
When were we supposed to have this knowledge?
When you rolled your successful check.
Yeah.
I quit. Goodbye.
You should.
So unlimited hero points?
Yeah. Can we have 3 each?
You know
each?
What? You all do get a hero point.
Thank you.
I will give you all a hero point for this screw up. And I will also read you the description of this.
Okay.
It is a hazard, like a trap or a haunt, with a DC 25 arcana, occultism, or religion, which you must be trained in any of those 3. You can devise counter hex symbols that frighten and scatter the gremlin gang. Or you can use a DC 28 acrobatics or stealth check to capture and then remove the gremlins.
Oh,
basically
gosh.
Grab them and throw them out. It takes an action to do this. Every time that you scatter them, they lose power by one. And it takes 3 successes to get rid of the gremlins altogether.
Okay.
So
this is happening.
They're not doing damage to you guys. They haven't actually hit you with any of their hexes. They've just been sort of entertaining.
Entertaining?
I guess trying to fix the cannon.
Yeah, well.
That's the construct.
That's not going to stop. Yeah. Take the gremlins out of the machine. Machine still goes.
But we do need to get rid of these gremlins. Okay.
There you go. I apologize. Terrible.
So how
GMing.
Do we shoot? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
You are forgiven.
You have to roll.
You have to do an arcana, occultism, or religion check okay. to stop the gremmies.
Okay.
Or an acrobatics or stealth to
if
grab.
If you're better, but you have to be an expert on acrobatics or stealth.
How about a master at both?
Baboon.
Oh.
Are you?
He's yes. got a lot of abilities.
I do.
Okay, so just keep that in mind.
How about Alkenstar lore, though? I'm also a master.
I still need will saves from everybody.
21.
That's a fail.
I know it is.
32.
Pass. From, that was Kal-El?
Yeah.
15.
15? That's a critical fail. Ooh. I need both Varg and Darnayru to roll a flat check.
Oh, so
is
good.
Really, is that really a natty one?
It's happening.
Using that hero point right now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
The one I just gave you?
The one you just gave me.
14.
14, you're good. Nothing happens to Varg.
5.
5.
Whoa.
Incredible.
Nice. That is amazing.
Use of a hero point. Nothing happens to Darnayru. It is Luton's turn. What you gonna do, Luton?
A 5 seems impossible to fail, yet I do it a lot.
It's a 20% fail. She's drafting divorce papers. Hold on.
Just a second. You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Is it Duval?
No, I didn't go to law school. I went to acting school.
That'll work.
I'm an actor.
Thunderballs with the Z.
Okay, here we go.
Again. I believe in you.
This is the one.
This is it.
And these have all been cast at level 4?
No, not all of them. The last one was 2.
No, the last one was level 2.
Okay, which level is this one?
This is a signature spell.
Yeah, you can cast it at whatever level you want.
I'm just going to go level 4.
Okay, blast them.
Let's blast them.
Come on.
Destroy it! Cast it into the fire!
The question is, do I do the 3 action cast?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
No one else is allowed to talk ever.
I am going to do 3 action casts.
Okay.
Yeah. Might as well. Okay.
Cook them all.
I'm going to roll. Here we go.
Brittany.
Wow.
Brittany.
Uh-oh.
Natural 2.
Hero point!
Well, she's only got 1.
She's got 2.
Oh, no.
She's got 1.
That's right, she's got 1.
I'm going to use my hero point.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to use this die.
Greg can't. He can't handle you with
2.
Brittany.
All you were saying.
Your name wrong the first time.
Brittany.
14.
Uh-oh.
Plus 16.
30.
That is a hit.
Yes!
Finally.
I'm so sweaty right now.
Oh, this is the greatest game on earth.
Gosh.
That's because I turned the heat up on break.
Don't do that. Okay.
I'm always
so now you have to figure out how many dice is it? I don't know. It's
76.
You
want to
know how
half.
Much it is? It's 9d6. That's how much it is.
It is not.
9d6.
It's 96.
Okay.
It starts out as 3d6
Jordan,
at level 1.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And then goes up by 2d6 per spell level.
Let's do 54 damage.
Okay, so let's start with 6d6. Then I'll do 2 more.
Watch.
Or 3 more.
Oh, that's so funny.
I wish.
I'm thinking 32 damage. Right down the middle.
22.
I like that. Electric damage. Yeah,
no
the
way.
22 is
22.
A lot of ones.
A lot of ones.
Yeah, there were 3 ones.
Okay. 22
and
damage.
Some twos.
But the 3 action casting. So the thunderball that you shoot over at this creature, it stays there, right? It's charging up with power. If you do another 3 action casting on the next turn, it will explode and do additional damage.
Darnayru feels his hair start to stand up like electric, static electricity.
Is there a balloon nearby?
Oh, but Varg would too. You're hairy.
Yeah. Everybody over there is hairy.
We're all hairy. We're 3 hairy dudes.
We're a couple of misfits.
Does Kal-El get a bonus action?
Yes. He can bite once with his jaws.
He would like to bite.
I bet. I bet he's mad.
I bet. Okay, once with the jaws. 18 on the die.
Oh, that's pretty
15.
Good. That's a hit all day. 33. Yes. Yeah, good hit.
So 2d6.
Plus eight.
Do damage.
Greg's warming 16 up his backstab damage. Dice. Okay. Some of that gets through.
Backstabbage. Natty 17 plus 17, 34.
Ooh. That's a hit.
Nice.
Whoa, okay. Here's the Shump Follow 5 I know.
We're here.
It's only 46 plus 6, though.
Whoa! I rolled 4 sixes!
Yes-y!
I rolled 4 sixes!
Unreal. Max damage?
Yeah, so that's 24, right? 24 plus 6 is 30.
30 damage.
On an opportune backstab.
Yahtzee. Band rogues.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't do analyze weakness. I wish I could do this Kairos, extra
two. Well, I'm going to do
tough act to follow.
Yeah, well, I'm an actor, so here we go.
Here it is.
So I'm going to do an arcana check. I can do that, right, to pull the little gremlins out?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Wait, do you have to be near it?
No. No, you don't have to be near it. You can be wherever you want to be.
That's correct.
Score.
What's
you're
correct.
Doing this. You're making counter like hex symbols that frighten and scatter the gremlin gang. You do not need to be
it's
adjacent.
Like a, it's like in
you're
Naruto.
You're throwing signs at him.
Start sea walking. Spell their name out on the floor.
13
Let's go.
And 13 is a 26.
Yes. 26 is a success.
Yay!
You reduce the power of the gremlins by a factor of one.
That's one move action, right?
That's one action.
So I was in Arcane Cascade, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you hit it on your last turn.
Yep, so now I'm going to go to Chromatic Ray.
This just straight up does 30 fire damage?
Thanks, Greg.
What the heck? Where's this spell been?
This whole time he's had it.
You don't even have to roll damage for that? It just does
it just
30.
Does damage.
Dang.
There's a DC 25.
Only if you roll a 4 on the chromatic part, and only to not enfeeble me. And enfeeble doesn't matter. It's a garbage.
So I'm rolling. All right, 1d4. Here we go.
Hold on, you have to hit first.
I have to roll a hit.
Yeah, you have to do that anyway.
Chromatic ray.
How does chromatic ray sound?
So you're rolling to hit. You have never done
this
before.
That's going to be. I have not done this before. It's a 34 to hit.
Well, that's a hit.
You rolled a 90-19.
What's the spell word for chromatic ray?
I don't know.
Rainbows of power!
Painbow.
Painbow!
Come on,
that's
awesome.
Pretty good.
He doesn't like it because it was my idea. Someone else say it quick.
This is true.
Painbow!
Oh, thank you, Kairos.
That's right. Amazing.
So now roll a d4 to determine what color ray is added to your bolt.
Red.
Red.
Fire. 30
Excellent.
Fire damage.
30 straight fire damage.
Yep. Interesting.
No rolling.
Why does he only roll 4?
No save because it isn't heightened.
Oh, I can't see. Put a privacy screen on this
good
laptop.
it's for the airplane rides.
Take a hint, take a hint, Greg.
I'll take 30 fire damage, right. But I also need 2d8 plus 2 bow damage, which also hit. Kairos didn't even know he kicked this much rear end.
That's 7.
Plus 2.
9. 39 damage.
Boom.
That's the most you guys have done this entire... Now, what was the Divine Lance damage again?
5 spirit damage.
5d, 14.
Yeah. The spirit damage. I'm trying to kill the things.
Oh, was that against the gremlins?
Yeah, all of this was against the gremlins.
What did you roll to hit?
No.
What?
No.
No, what did you roll to hit originally?
It was like 34, I thought.
You had a natty 19. Okay. Yeah.
It was a natty 19?
Yeah.
And it was for a total of 34?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. 36. Because he's plus 17, right? Where's your bow?
Plus 16.
Plus 16. 35.
35. Okay. Just making sure.
Are they dead?
39 damage to the gremlins. Remember from Luton's success, they have a hardness of 15, which means that only... math. 39 minus 15. Only 24 goes through, but that's enough to lower the gremlin power by another factor of 1.
Nice.
Hey.
Got one
so
left
there's
there.
Only a third of the volume of gremlins left that you guys started this combat against. Outstanding turn, Kairos.
I want help from my friends.
It's the end of round 5, the top of round 6. All right, it's Varg's turn.
Okay, I wanted to do an overdrive. I can't do overdrive while I'm raging, so... I'm going to do...
Oh, no, that's not true. We figured that out a long time ago. You can overdrive.
Mm-hmm. I remember a whole episode.
There was a whole conversation.
Yeah,
there was
a whole thing. We talked about that.
I love you, Duval.
Because it does not have the concentrate trait, which is the only thing you can't do when you're raging.
So for my first action, I'm going to crank Kinflint's into overdrive.
Here we go.
I'm going to attempt it.
Yes.
This will give me a massive boost of damage. And then I'm going to kill this thing in one hit with a Megaton Strike.
Maybe.
That's what's happening.
24.
DC 24.
Okay. Crafting check.
Standard success. Roll 25. That gives me a plus 4.
Yeah. Plus 4 to your damage.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes.
Come on. Uh-oh. Jordan.
Uh-oh. Kinflincer is overdriven.
Rolled a 28 to hit.
A 28. would be a miss, but since you're flanking with Darniru, it is a hit.
Hey. Nice. Hey, look, you're doing damage.
Yep. And let me turn on the Megaton.
So excited. Here.
Overdriven Megaton Strike.
Overdriven Megaton Strike.
It's a nightmare scenario.
Let's see what we're looking at over here.
We're not going to beat 137 no, damage. No, not at all. Didn't crit.
I did not roll very well. So 30 straight across.
All right, 30 straight across. That's good damage. That brings us to Darniru.
Yep.
This thing is still spinning.
Attacking it. Oh, I moved from an 18 to a 4.
You're not going to. Oh, you only get one opportune strike per round. And you took it with Kal-El's Strike.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was last round, right?
It was since your last action, so it's still one round for you.
Oh, I thought it meant like the round, but if it's one round for me, then I'd have to wait till Kal-El, you're right. So I missed that first attack. I'm going to roll a occultism check to try to get this last booger out of here.
Goblins away? Okay. Yeah,
rolling that check. Didn't roll very good. It's 25, isn't it? I rolled it a 24. Is. Gross.
Hero point?
No, I'm not going to use hero point in that. Okay, so that was my second action. My third action, can I roll an acrobatics check to try to...
Yes, but the DC goes up by 2 because it's the second attempt in the same round.
Well, it's a plus 19, so...
All right. Got to beat a 30.
19 plus 12? That's 31.
Oh, you did it!
That's 31. Nice. Get out of here, you little green bugger.
Wow. The last of the gremlins disperse from this clockwork contraption, and it is now free of... Gremlin infestation.
Saves. It's free of will
and
saves.
And you guys no longer have to deal with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweet. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Shumfall of 5 are...
Varg, step on that thing when it runs by.
Are doing
Squish
it.
Squish him.
That's the end of your turn? No, you have one action left.
That was all three actions. I missed an attack.
Oh, yeah.
I missed the occultism check, and then...
Well, it's the Spiral Centurion's turn. Remember all those reloading actions that it did?
Yeah.
Its gun starts spinning, start firing off. And I need all of you to roll a reflex save.
A lot of bullets.
Oh.
28.
28 is a pass.
26.
That is a fail.
Cat's luck.
Oh, you're going to redo it?
Okay. Fail doesn't move me to success. That's only right. Yeah. So I'm going to use my cat's luck, which I have once per day.
Okay. And I also need one from Kal-El. Oh, Greg.
Roll from
Greg shook the whole house. What happened, Greg?
Moved from a natty 19 to a natty 1.
Hey!
So that's exponentially
worse.
Fail. On my stinking cat's luck.
And you have to take
luck.
The worst roll.
Are there any 5'2" pine boxes laying around?
Oh, no, it says you can re-roll the triggering saving throw and use the better result.
Oh, okay. So you're just going to stick with the fail.
I'll just stick. It still sucks, though.
I got 26, but I'm going to use the air point.
Okay. That would be a fail.
Kal-El got 19.
Total?
Total.
Okay, that's a fail.
Luton got 28.
That's a pass for Luton.
Tip, 18.
18, okay.
Gosh, this does so much 18 damage.
18 total?
Yeah.
That's a critical fail, and we have to take that. You don't get the better of with the...
Yeah,
0 point.
Yeah, well, there you go.
How much?
Hold on. 33. So, if you critically failed this, you take 66 damage. Everybody else takes 30.
Excuse me?
33. Jordan, you take 16.
Ugh, that hurt a lot.
Luton got the 28?
Yeah.
That's 16 damage to Luton.
And 33 to Kal-El.
He just failed, right?
Yeah.
Yep, 33 to Kal-El. I think Duval takes...
66.
You got an 18? That's not a critical fail for you. You have a bonus to it because you're far enough away, so it's just a regular fail. You only take 33.
Only.
And Darniru takes 33.
I took it.
I think I have the new record for damage.
doesn't count.
Doesn't count?
We're not tracking your damage.
Fine.
Can't accumulate like that.
Well, that was miserable, and that was also three actions, bringing us to Luton.
Well, I was going to explode the Thunderballs with the Z, but I think I'm not going to finish that spell. And instead, since the gremlins are gone, I think I'm going to do heat metal.
Okay. That means I get to roll a reflex save.
Ooh. That's true. Do I risk him rolling a reflex save, or do I continue Horizon Thunder Square?
Who do you want to roll, me or you?
Well...
His reflex save is so good.
So good.
So good.
So good, guys.
But Luton has like been... This. Rolling out a character tonight.
I don't think that lasts forever.
Has Stella
though.
Finally got her groove back over there?
I mean,
no, it's one way to find out.
No, it's Luton.
Has Luton gotten her groove back?
her name's Luton?
Yeah. It was a movie. So, how Stella got her groove back?
Yeah, but her name's not
Angela
Stella.
Bassett.
Angela Bassett. Yeah, it's a classic.
It's Luton.
How Luton got her groove back.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to finish Thunderballs with the
Yeah,
we are.
Three action cast.
It explodes whether you hit or not.
I know.
I'm ready.
That's what I'm saying. I can heal people.
Kill this thing. I believe in you.
Okay. All right.
Varg's got enough health left. I hopefully will make this reflex save.
You can make a reflex save.
So, I mean, so does Kal-El. Has to make it too.
I know.
That's okay. I'm risking He's got the a lot Kal-El, of hit points.
Not as many after that. 33.
This is your last level 4 spell of the day, too.
I'm so excited.
27.
27 is a miss.
Come on!
God.
But if you spend 3 actions casting the spell and you avoid finishing and spend another 3 actions on your next turn, if you do, after attacking the target, whether you hit or miss,
still blows
the
up.
Ball of lightning explodes, dealing 2d6 damage plus 6d6 because it's heightened. Ooh, so yeah. 8d6 damage to all creatures in a 10-foot emanation.
Holy cow.
With a basic reflex save.
We got to clear out.
So, this is happening right now. Varg, Kal-El, and Darnayru all need to roll a reflex save right now.
Forgot how many D's were in those sixes.
Me too.
Let's roll that 8d6 damage. Let's,
first or reflex save?
Nope. 8d6 damage and then a reflex save.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm taking half of this. I only passed my reflex save. Lowest roll that I've rolled on the Thunder Die in 2 episodes. I got a total
What's the
of
DC?
33. It's DC 26.
Okay.
So I passed, but only just a pass, so I'm taking half damage.
I am considering using my last hero point because I failed it by 2.
You should consider that hard.
Luton's doing math over there.
I'm going to use a hero point too because I failed.
Fail would be full 8d6 damage.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to reroll this.
You guys are fine. I don't know why you're being so... Especially you, 72 hit points.
8d6? I have 29 hit points.
Oh, you're going to die for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's
I rerolled the
34 save. Damage.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Rolled an 11 plus 18, so 29. I passed.
You passed.
All right, so that's a critical
Which
success.
Which is a critical success.
So Darnayru takes no damage. Varg?
26.
26 is just a pass, exactly. So you take 17 damage. Kal-El?
Reflex.
Reflex.
28.
That's a success.
And doesn't he have evasive, or no?
No. Kal-El takes 17 damage, and describe your kill.
Yay! Cereal!
Great timing.
The lightning ball explodes.
Oh,
and
yes, it does.
It's shrapnel everywhere, but it magically misses all my friends.
Yeah. You did not Lieutenant Dan any of us.
Lieutenant Dan.
Something bit me. Oh,
the butt talk.
Man, that was stressful.
Wow. This robotic monster gave you guys so much grief.
Yeah.
And so did the last one.
Rolls were terrible.
Yeah,
the rolls really were rough.
They were bad tonight.
But Luton got her groove back.
Yes, Yay. She did.
Right at the end when it mattered. Amazing. As per the usual.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Just skip the first 4 rounds of every combat from now on.
I might just pass my turn. I'll just grow trees until I'm out of those. And loot that butt.
Some looting? Is that what you would like to do?
Yeah.
Yes.
I need like a real long rest after this.
Yeah, let's go to sleep for the night.
The proprietor of the Tower of Engineering bursts into the room after hearing the final explosion. He says, "Huzzah! Oh, yeah, I had my doubts, especially after you failed that horrible check last episode, but you've done it. You've done it. We can get back to work. What happened in here?" And you guys explain the gremlins, you know, all that stuff.
Wumpy.
He begins to thank you all profusely for your efforts. I had my doubts. I had my doubts. I haven't been able to think my way through this, and it must be a week. And gosh, ever since that Ibrium fellow was here, I knew that he was up to no good when he was digging around.
We knew that he was here, and that's why we are investigating.
I should have known. I should have known. Now, you said earlier that Della Sangre did not put you up to this?
That's correct.
She is experiencing the same type of sabotage. In fact, she actually has extended a hand to you and would like for us all to meet to make sure that...
To meet with Loy.
To make sure that Loy helps in this situation.
You guys are on a first-name basis with the Shield Marshal Commander?
Look at my jacket.
We are makes special sense. Investigators.
Now, you are special I could tell by the jacket.
Sir.
Well, if she's extending her hand, I'm going to take it. I find this rivalry rather childish. And honestly, makes us less efficient as a group, as a community. So, I'll go. Shut your mouth. I'm exposing. Okay. Exposition. I'll meet with her. I'll agree to help her. You said she was trying to wrest power away from Loy Aiton?
Yes, she is trying to do that so we can get to the bottom of what is going on.
If only there was an old saying.
Yes, there's an old song from our
home country of Mugambaya, our national anthem. Kairos, would you join me? Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
I miss home.
This is so bad.
This is horrible.
I didn't like any of that. But I am still glad for your help. I have something for you.
Oh.
Please, take this. And he holds out the strangest looking device any of you have ever seen. This is an invention of mine. It's called an errata cannon.
Ooh.
Ooh.
An errata cannon is a +1 striking hand cannon.
Whoa.
Festooned with so many add-ons and modifications, it's barely recognizable as a firearm. There's a giant hopper at the top that allows you to stuff basically whatever you want into the thing, and it converts it into ammunition, into raw destructive power.
Wow.
Nice.
What's that Fallout weapon that does that?
It's the junk cannon.
Yeah.
When you fire this weapon, you have to roll a D8, and that D8 will determine the damage type, from acid, cold, electricity, fire, sonic, down to the normal bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
That's hilarious.
Awesome.
What's the distance on it?
Whatever a normal hand cannon range is, probably 60 feet.
Might be 40.
Once per day, for 2 actions, you can set the errata cannon to maximum power and unleash a blast that deals 1d6 of each of those types.
Wow.
Oh, man. In a 30-foot cone.
Whoa!
With a basic reflex save DC 25.
Finally, some good loot.
That's 8d6. In a 30-foot cone.
That's awesome.
Kablammo. But you've earned it, I think.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so. But yeah. Erdrick Marsh certainly does. I thought you guys might like that.
Wow.
I definitely like that.
Who's going to pack that?
So what do you guys
think?
Luton should pack that. Kal-El. Just mounted on.
Yes.
You could put like a turret set up on Kal-El's saddle, and Luton could use it.
I'm down.
Yes. Awesome.
Without taking a size penalty.
Can Varg craft that?
You can now that you have one.
Sweet.
Sure. I'll say that you can reverse engineer it.
Kal-El cannon.
The Kal-El cannon. That's
now,
great.
If only we knew what that Ibrium fellow was up to. You guys should ask me more questions about that.
Definitely. Who's going to lead this one?
Varg. What was Ibrium up to?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. He had my engineers craft a large number of casings and stabilizers. Components that I'm not really sure what they're for, and I need a crafting check.
Varg, you roll that?
Yep. Natty 20.
Yes.
As he's explaining this, as Marth is explaining this, you guys have a sort of an engineered moment where... He's speaking your language. The casings that he described, they were round, and there was a stabilizing object that slid down into it.
Uh-huh.
And I really honestly didn't know what that assembly was for, but it was made out of a pretty finely crafted material. And,
right.
You know, we had to build a few prototypes.
Dang it.
That's so good.
Why'd you break it?
You're hilarious.
It's so good.
But I have no idea what it was for. And Varg, you would know that it is casings built to hold pyronite charges.
Pyronite bullets?
So Ibrium...
That's literally what he's doing.
...was able to craft the casings, and Loveless was able to make the formula.
Uh-huh.
I knew this was happening.
But this is not ammunition. The object that he's describing is for delivering massive quantity of pyronite.
It's a bomb.
Remember, harken back
to Harkening.
80 some odd episodes ago.
I'll try.
When best friend of all time, Vashon Gattleby, described to you that it was a grain of sand.
Yeah.
These casings could hold ounces of pyronite.
Pyronite atomic bombs.
But like a bunch of them.
This is bad.
So
this is real bad.
Cluster bombs. So Erdrick is explaining this, and like the hair.
The light bulb. Yeah,
the hair on the back of Varg's neck's just like stand
That's
up.
That's a lot.
It's
basically like a giant.
It's like when the beast gets dried off the towel.
Yeah. Poof. Exactly.
Oh, man.
That's what happens.
So this sucks.
Every last goose bumps.
Wow.
So she they must made. Be stopped. We got us. But they left.
They did.
And we don't know. Did you see... Did anything get taken away from here? Did you know where these casings went?
Oh, I'd have to do a full inventory, but I didn't notice anything missing after he left. It was just rather odd and suspicious that all of these gremlins showed up the day after. I knew he was up to no good. I couldn't get that shield marshal to listen for nothing.
Well, now we have some evidence that he cannot ignore.
That's right. I'll help you.
We will hold his feet to the fire.
Okay, the bombs have been made.
We don't know where they are.
You guys have...
Where did Vuslog go?
Oh,
he's our last lead.
He left before... Hold up, he disappeared. Where did he go?
He's our last lead.
But not just that, but I'm saying like Loveless and Ibrium left.
Yeah.
And it doesn't appear that they may have taken... Maybe they took some with them, but I'm wondering if Vuslog went and stashed this stuff somewhere or he went to go set something up.
Oh, that's good.
The rumor that you heard about Vuslog was something you got from Loy Aiton, and what he told you was that Vuslog went out to the Western Ravage, which Varg... Upon hearing that, the rest of his body hair would stand up. The Western Ravage is the mountain range that separates the Mwangi from the Mana Wastes.
My gosh. Are they going to blow up the mountains?
Or to make a way for the armies?
Like, armies to shoot the Maav Rovagud through that little hole in the mountains? I don't know. I still think they're trying to blow up the entire gunworks.
Vuslog disappeared in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Last night?
No. It was the day that you guys saw him, he had come back that morning.
So he's already taken them and dropped them off?
If he did, but remember, okay, so remember there's that bill I text everybody and you're like, duh, we already talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I forgot that
Greg
we talked about it.
Greg tried to take credit for all of Brittany's ideas on text.
But the fact that the bill needs to get through.
Yep.
Because originally I was thinking that Loveless was trying to stop the production of all guns so that only the shield marshals would have weapons. And then the bill could pass because then she could conscript everyone to the shield marshals, which gives her ultimate control over everybody and everything, basically the whole region. But then I thought maybe she's trying to blow up more than just not just stop the guns, but get rid of the Maav Rovagud is a pretty good deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who controls the Maav Rovagud? Do we know that?
Alkenstar.
So Alkenstar's in control of that. That would take
the
away
the holdings of Alkenstar.
That would take away all of Triada Rasea's power. Who's going to say no to a Loveless after if there's nothing to stop her?
Right.
So she blows up all that stuff. You can't make guns. She's blown. See, I don't know if she's blown up the Maav Rovagud or blown a hole in the mountain to shoot Mwangi. Why would she do that? That doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand. The whole Western Ravage thing makes no sense to me and totally threw off a lot of my thoughts.
What are you guys thinking? That was every thought Greg's ever had.
In my entire life. I'm still sticking to my guns. I think that she's trying to blow up all of the gunworks, which includes the Maav Rovagud, so that she can conscript everybody into her army of shield marshals and be the leader of everything. She's evil.
She is evil.
Personally, I lean towards the theory that she's trying to destroy the Maav Rovagud because it's the only defense that they have against these two armies showing up. But I can't.
Nex and Geb, you mean?
Mm-hmm. But I can't quite figure out why she would want to conscript. Why she would want that bill to pass?
So she has her own army.
She wants Nex and Geb to fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So because she's in charge of the Pyronite. So she can sell it to both sides.
So it's just money that she's after?
And control.
Why would
and
she, power. But why would she want to arm both armies and conscript the citizens into the shield marshals?
I don't know. I abandon the idea of her trying to give Pyronite to Nex and Geb. I think she just stole their money and lied to them. Mm. No, because Ibrium and Parsis are in on this stuff.
I think she's trying to start a war and she wants to play both sides. I don't know why. I think
this war is profitable. I think we talked about that several episodes ago.
But unless she's trying to take over both Nex and Geb and
fishing
promised
for a hero point?
No, I just hate your face.
What if she's not?
Because your face is like, I know what's happening.
What if she's not working for herself? What if there's somebody else?
Yeah.
That could be, but I was wondering if Ibrium
and
Parsis
were more evil than Loveless.
We're like promised leadership if she's in control of all three regions.
There you go. But who is that person? Who's the puppet master?
Something worse.
Worse than Loveless?
Yeah.
Triada Rasea.
Is she trying
who
to
hired us
destroy the Maav Rovagud or use it?
Yeah,
that's where I'm going back and forth. Because when I said get rid of all the guns, the gunworks makes the guns for the shield marshals, so it doesn't really make sense to get rid of that. But it makes more sense to get rid of Maav Rovagud unless she's using it.
I wouldn't get rid of the Maav Rovagud. I would use it.
What if she's shooting Pyronite bullets out of the Maav Rovagud?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking too.
I love this game. Can you guys believe this is a game?
Yeah.
You're having this, like, crazy
this
conversation.
This isn't a game. This is a puzzle.
Why are you like this?
Huh? What's talking about?
Deflate me.
Who?
You're like, yeah, I can believe it's a game. I'm playing it.
That's you.
That's my impression of you.
Perfect.
The only defense against Pyronite is to deactivate it with water.
That's what Gattleby told you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you...
But we know that, because didn't we try that?
Maybe we
at one point
tried it.
You've never tried it.
I've never tried it.
I say let's go talk to Loy Aiton. Maybe he can
help us piece this together.
Does this seem like we have time for a rest? Vuslog also concerns me a lot.
Loy Aiton did invite you to dinner at his place tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot all about that.
So can we go to bed now?
We should probably kill him.
If you'd like.
Yeah, why not?
You can do whatever
can
you want.
Can we go to the inn?
The last stop?
Yeah, the last stop. Rest overnight.
Yeah, I
want
to talk to Hatchet again.
I just want to hear his voice.
Yeah, talk to Hatchet again.
I just
want to
see Scott's face when he does the voice.
Wish you all could see it.
And then tomorrow we have dinner with everybody.
Dinner plans.
Dinner date.
That sounds like an interesting plan. We'll slide into downtime then. Before you go to sleep, do you want to investigate more about Vuslog's disappearance?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah?
I need to know where Vuslog went, why he went to the Western Red. Varg.
Yeah.
That's not my voice. Varg.
Huh?
You were thinking Varg, so you
I was thinking Varg.
Hey, Varg.
What's the deal with this Western Ravages?
That's not fair to Jordan. What you know about the Western Ravages is that it's an area
I'm
that
not
is,
gonna tell you.
Yeah.
That's rather personal.
It's an area that is flush with, remember the limo driver that dropped you guys off? And he gave you a little tip. He said that the area was fraught with danger in the form of large monsters, and he told you about the slugs of the waste.
Oh, they're from the Western Ravages.
They're from the Western Ravages.
So that's what where the Ravrovagug shot killed the dude.
Ravrovagug. Well, why don't we do this way? How about a survival check to track Vuslog's tracks?
Oh.
I definitely want to know where he went.
Isn't it interesting that his name is Vuslog? He has one eye. Is that me?
Vu.
Vuslog.
Where was Vuslog? The last place we saw Vuslog?
You guys saw him
under the tree
in the courtyard of the gunworks earlier this morning.
Yeah, can I go there?
I know
there
it's been three episodes, but
and cast Misty Memory.
Yeah,
does that work?
Do you have a casting in that left?
I don't think I do. Is it four? It's a fourth level, so no.
How about that survival check?
Dang.
I rolled terrible on the survival check.
Are we aiding 15. A survival check? Or are we?
You
all
can roll individually,
own?
Or you can aid. But I would roll individually. It's fine.
I can only help if it was an aid.
I can roll and you can aid me. I can try. I only have plus four, though.
Would you roll, Greg?
A 15 total. Terrible. Let's see. I rolled a 95.
Oh, well, I only got 15 total also.
Okay.
I rolled a 20.
Oh.
No, 18 total.
What do you mean you could only aid? Is it because you're untrained?
Well, I am untrained, but I also only rolled a 13, but because of my pack hunter, I get a plus two circumstance bonus to aid.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay, that doesn't help.
So you're trying to manipulate your roll?
No, I'm trying to use...
I like that.
No, I'm trying...
If I'm rolling to aid, it was a success.
Yeah.
If I rolled on my own, it was not a success.
Yeah, I'm using the abilities at
that's
my character's disposal.
Works.
It is. That's what abilities
you have to,
are for.
You have to state what you're rolling before you roll. So I'm rolling to aid.
I have
before
stated...
You roll.
I have stated
No,
that.
You said... What you said... And I'll roll back the tape. Don't
I have
worry.
Something to state.
You stated... If I got to roll as an aide, it's a success. That's what you said.
I'm a bad influence on you, Jordan.
That is not how you play this game. And so all of you have failed, and you do not learn anything about Vuslog. That's also a failure.
Oh, just check it.
And you double failed. You failed and disappointed all of our Thunder Buddies.
I actually forget who Vuslog is.
Yeah. Cyclops. He definitely had two eyes.
You guys are crazy.
Who was the last what?
Did Vuslog go into the bar or whatever that is?
The saloon
at all?
I think I was
and
the
he's
last
staying there.
Can we go in there and ask around and see if maybe anyone heard where he...
Yeah.
I mean, we know where he went,
you
right?
You can. And as you do that, you hear the same rumor that Loy told you was that a bunch of people saw him leave and he went towards the Western Ravage.
Alone.
Yep. You can find
the tracks.
Was he
carrying anything?
Nope. He wasn't carrying anything. You can find the tracks that he set out, but were unsuccessful with the survival check to determine.
This is a dead end.
Yeah. It's a dead end.
Okay.
That's not helpful.
No.
It's not helpful.
It's like the library all over
again. But that's how it goes. So let's take a rest, huh?
Yes.
The Shumfall of Five are going to go to their... Are you renting a room in the Last Stop Saloon?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so deduct 3 gold from your per room.
I call top bunk.
How many rooms do we need?
You would need 2 rooms at least.
Okay.
2 beds in a room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll sleep on my kiki.
You guys have the option of leaving and setting up camp if you want, but that's...
This is safer.
That's just options.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Greg, let me roll on the random monster table.
No.
Unless it's Vuslog. Just kidding.
I think he might be on there.
3 gold per room, you said?
Yeah, so 6 gold.
And it's a safe place for us to... This place is safe. We don't need to, like...
It's a saloon. Yep. Right. It's an inn. A sleeping establishment.
Yeah.
So besides bed bugs, it is safe.
Yeah. Oh, and ain't no bed bugs in my bitch.
Perception check.
Are we gonna
roll in front of me this time, cheater? No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm rolling perception. I want to see if he's lying.
Don't roll it in my coffee cup. Natural 2, Jordan.
He's just bad at rolling the same die.
I got a 14.
No, so. I put the one I
That's
rolled
just the
last
dice
time
mad at him for lying about the dice earlier.
That's not true. That's at true. All.
It's manipulating the system over there. I'm sad.
I'm sad for you.
Amazing.
So we're healing and resting.
Yep, you guys can heal all the way up. You have enough healing spells left between Kairos's, like, several multiple levels of heal that he did not use. And then we'll find out what happens next week.
There it is.
As the Shum Follow 5 venture forth.
It'll give me a week to think about.
With Loy Aiden.
Everything.
Dang you, Vooslog.
Dang you, Vooslog, and your sneaky walking.
Yeah, how dare.
Sneaky walking
through the woods. He was sand walking.
I'd like to talk to the trees tomorrow. There are no trees. Dang it.
I had no way to even re-roll that. That's the worst part.
Well, tune in next week, thank you, buddies.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.